The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 43 new COVID-19 cases since its last update on Friday, October 22. Included in the new cases are 29 unvaccinated, 4 partially vaccinated, and 10 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 2 Collingwood youth under 18 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Clearview, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Springwater, 6 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 3 cases are still under investigation, 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 7 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are outbreak related, 3 are linked to close contact, 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 6 are still under investigation. Innisfil, 3 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is outbreak related, and the other 6 are still under investigation. Orillia, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case is outbreak related and the other 2 are still under investigation. Remara, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Penetanguishene, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related, and the other 2 are still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 4 new case each in Muskoka Lakes, Bracebridge, Georgian Bay, and Gravenhurst. There are currently 168 active cases in the region. 8 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,915 cases of COVID-19 with 13,484 of those cases recovered and 263 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 72.2% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 19 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 22 and October 23. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. There are outbreaks at 2 Barrie schools, including Portage View Elementary School, 2 cases, and Assakeenik Public School, 2 cases. The outbreaks were declared October 21 and 22 respectively. There are 21 cases associated with an outbreak at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil, with the outbreak declared October 15. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 25. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 225,221 to the 1st of October 17,1898 65.8% Barrie 4,591 4, 412,124 the 3rd of October 23,993 82.5% Bradford WG 2,252,207.38 October 21st 5,154 79.8% Clearview 151,142 the 5th of October 24,1575.1% Collingwood 282,272.3 the 1st of October 24,143.90.7% ESA 558,549 the 5th of October 19,2315.85.3% Innisfil 1,372.1325 the 19th of October 24,3328.76% Midland 218,212 the 6th of September 26,1191.85.6% New Tecumseth 1,659 1,633.18 the 1st of October 23,3918.79.2% Aurelia 371,360 the 8th of October 23,1097.89.1% Oro Medant 258,244.6 the 1st of October 19,1106.93% Penetanguishene 226,205 the 8th of October 24,2345.88.3% Remara 129,126 the 1st of October 22,1234.68.8% Severn 92,88.31 October 9th 6,2063.8% Springwater 326,313 the 2nd of October 24,1521.89.4% Tay 132,129 the 3rd of September 24,1177.88.9% Tiny 151,147 the 2nd of October 19,1125.75.8% Wasaga Beach 314,306 the 5th of October 17,1325.83.4% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.